This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my brothers, my sisters in Islam. Welcome to this really very special episode to my heart because my wife is with me on the last episode of Roaming Ramadan Lessons on the Road. Final episode this season, inshallah, this year. But I don't think that Roaming Ramadan will cease to exist after Ramadan. I'm thinking to rebrand it to Lessons on the Road, where whenever I am, if there's something that intrigued me, to open my video camera, record something that will benefit you, inshallah, I'm going to do that. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So watch out. After Ramadan, we will continue the series, but under the name of Lessons on the Road, inshallah. But today, I got my wife with me because we have a lot to share. And recently, we've been to Kuala Lumpur for an event that left an impact on both of us. But we're going to talk about a variety of things, inshallah. How has Ramadan been for you this year? Like, I know that we have seen a lot of things up and down, sad, happy. How was it for you? Bismillah.
First of all, I would like to comment or to say something about the Roaming Ramadan series which you have initiated and what was the intention behind it before we proceed with the next topic.
So now I want to tell you something that you maybe don't know about my wife. When my wife commends anything I do, it means it's awesome because she's the greatest or the biggest critic for me. She always point at things that I should improve at, and that's why sometimes we need someone like her in our lives. Alhamdulillah, she's there for me always to criticize what I do. Alhamdulillah.
Okay, anyway, so
what's so good about Roaming Ramadan?
Yeah, so Roaming Ramadan intention was to be with our family and create a memories together as a family. And also, this is one of our big wish, that to be able to travel together as a family in different country and the countries that we really want to be with our kids is the Umrah one, the Hajj.
And why are you so emotional?
I'm just like this.
We didn't start yet.
Yes, I know. But anyway, this is the main intention, is for us to create a memories with our family and our kids that has grown up now, and eventually they will have their own family. So at least this will create an impact on them, and perhaps they will also bring about this kind of experiences in their children's to come, children, yes, and to their generations, and how it can be done.
Inshallah.
So, and I would like to thank the people who have invited us in UK, especially Mufti Mink, who has given us the chance to be together, to travel. So if he has not given us this opportunity, we will not be able to do that. So I want to acknowledge those people who have treated us
like their own.
I cannot imagine how else I can express my gratitude.
So let's now, if we thank Mufti Mink for initiating our visit, we should also thank Brother Yasin, the head of Light Up on Light, who immediately responded to the call of Mufti Mink, and alhamdulillah, and all the people of Iman Channel, everyone who made our life very, very easy during our visit.
And don't forget also the guy who have given us this amazing hotel in Mecca. I cannot believe myself being in that hotel, and I was so happy and blessed that you know, I said that Allah give us this gift, and we are so thankful,
Brother
and
Abdulaziz,
grateful for that.
Brother Abdulaziz, we met first in Hong Kong. He came with Mufti Mink. He's a friend of Mufti Mink, and he came to attend one of our conferences in Hong Kong. And we met him in the UK. He was volunteering for the Light Upon Light conference, mashallah. And then he heard that I'm performing Umrah with my family. And subhanAllah, it was just a casual conversation. And by the way, we booked our accommodations in Medina and Mecca already. Mecca. Like, it was booked, it was paid, everything. He said, no, cancel it. Such a lovely brother. Say, no, wallah, you must cancel. And he gave us one of the
best the best
biggest hotels
accommodation
in Mecca,
where you can
and
literally see the Kaaba.
yeah, and he said even that he tried to do that for Medina, but all the booking were fully occupied. So Jazakallah khairan, Brother Abdulaziz,
And may
for
Allah reward you for that, and may multiple
wow,
reward.
We didn't plan that she's gonna do that. Acknowledge that video was about me asking about my book.
Yeah, of course we have to acknowledge people who have behind the scene for all this that has happened to us with this roaming Ramadan, because without them there will be no roaming Ramadan.
Okay, one happened. Thing just for those who are watching us sitting like that, my wife appears on the camera as taller than I am. That's because I put her on a on a high stool. But if you have seen us in real life, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. All right, so Jazakallah khair. And as a result of this, we acknowledge now, since we have started this video with acknowledgement, we have to acknowledge everyone who has made our life very easy whenever we travel.
Yes.
Especially, you don't come with me all the time to events like these. But even when I travel alone, all organizers, all people who look after us during those journeys, we thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts, and we ask Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant you goodness and to reward you in a manner that is unimaginable, that you can't even fathom. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Let's get to the real business now.
Yes, tell me.
Okay, how was Ramadan so far? We are recording this on the night of the 27th of Ramadan, and we ask Allah that if it is Laylatul Qadr, that may Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our shortcoming, accept our fasting, our qiyam, our Quran, our dua, and everyone who's watching, and beyond that, our ummah, the ummah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that may Allah grant us all forgiveness.
Ameen.
And write our names tonight and all the nights of Ramadan as people who are completely spared from the torment of hellfire. Ameen.
Ameen.
Tell me, how was Ramadan for you?
So you want to go on Ramadan already, or we're still in the Ramadan roaming experience?
So first of all, you commended roaming Ramadan. I thought you were commending roaming Ramadan for the person who speaks and produce roaming Ramadan videos, and I was hoping, like you say, oh, roaming Ramadan is a beautiful program. The speaker is awesome, you know. But you didn't start talking about Mufti Mink.
You didn't need to. you didn't need to hear that from me. You know that from the bottom of my heart, I know you're the best.
That's the lie part, which the Prophet allows, is to praise your spouse, even if it's not so accurate.
Yes. I know that a lot of people have benefited from you, and which I'm so happy to that you be a part of that.
So do you still want to talk about roaming Ramadan? Or do you want to shift to your personal experience and maybe deduce some lessons? Doesn't matter, we will edit as we can.
Okay, so but, now we can talk about
your personal experience in this Ramadan. First of all, you have taught me this Ramadan a very, very important lesson. And I want to share this. It might bring emotions of different types. But can I just appreciate
because
that?
Because if you tell that, maybe that's the one that I will talk about.
Okay,
too.
Okay. So please,
maybe you can do that at the end.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so this Ramadan, this Ramadan is a very, very, mix of feelings and emotions for me.
Okay. Why is that?
First of all, we say that roaming Ramadan is like, it's a memory that you have impacted with your family. And that family is us, you know. But I also have a family, like a brother and a mother and a father. So.
It's okay.
This Ramadan, my brother have passed away.
Alhamdulillah. In Ramadan.
In Ramadan.
Yes.
I mean, I didn't expect, because he was not sick. He is not bedridden. So I will not think of it that he will just pass like that.
It was sudden. He was on vacation with his wife and kid.
Yes.
And it just happened that he lost his breath. He couldn't breathe. By the time they sent him to a clinic and then to a hospital, it was over. And alhamdulillah, he passed away in Ramadan, which was a good sign, alhamdulillah. And the community there in Palawan Island have gathered and buried him, alhamdulillah, in the same island.
Yeah, and I want to thank also those people.
Brother Zubair, Imam Zubair, and all the brothers.
Those people who have
supported
yeah, and
Brother Kamal.
Although we didn't know them, but they were there. It shows me that I can rely on a Muslim wherever I go. Wow. And wherever I am, and even if I die in a strange land, they will bury me without hesitation, without, you know, sometimes people help you for a reason, but these people have no reason but to please Allah and to give the rights of one Muslim to another. So that really, I'm so touched and I'm so blessed being a Muslim.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
My wife was not born a Muslim, for those who don't know. She was a Catholic and she embraced Islam, alhamdulillah, in the year 2005. And this is how Islam can impact people, by talking like the way you just heard a while ago. I want to just say one thing about this incident. I was out of town. I was not in Perth where we reside when we heard the news of the passing of my brother-in-law. And I was in the middle of a series of events around Australia. It was fundraising events for Palestine. And when I heard this, I made my mind that I must go back and cut the journey short. Even the organizers were in support of that. They actually wanted to book me my flat immediately and send me home. But this lady stopped me and she told me, no, what you're actually doing right now is greater than the time that you will spend with me when you come. Yes, I'm sad. Yes, I'm angry and so on. But actually, you are doing something greater. You're raising funds for the people of Palestine. And she insisted that I should not come back immediately and I should wait until I fulfill my commitment with the organizers. She taught me that sometimes the da'wah takes over our personal interest, that conveying the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and helping those who are already alive in this dunya who are in desperate need of help takes the priority of personal interest. So jazakallah khairan for this. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seize this opportunity to ask everyone who's watching to make dua for my brother-in-law. His name is Bong Abdul Aziz or Mujahid. That's the Muslim name.
Mujahid.
That may Allah forgive his sins,
Ameen.
Pardon his shortcoming,
Ameen.
And admit him to the highest level Ameen. Of Jannah. I mean, he and my mother-in-law, her mother who passed away, also after embracing Islam some years, 2 years, 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I think. Alhamdulillah, my mother-in-law was the hardest to convince to become a Muslim. She was very stubborn, even when she took Shahada. But Alhamdulillah, Allah guided her to take Shahada. And I think a year later or so, she passed away as a Muslim. Alhamdulillah, both of them were buried as Muslims. So Ramadan was full of mixed emotion, you said. One of them is the passing of your brother.
Yeah.
What else do you want to share?
This passing of my brother taught me a lot of things. One is, you know, I love my brother very much. He's my only brother. I have only one sibling. And
you grow up together.
And we grow up together. I feel like I have lost a child because he was like a child to me. So
you looked after him.
He always relied on me and everything. So I felt like, you know, I feel sad. At the same time, I'm also happy knowing that he is now in good hands with Allah. Amen. And he will have a better life there. I mean, this world was not so kind to him as much as kind to me. And I have more privilege than him.
In terms of the material world.
In sense of, there are many things that I've seen in his life and my life, which is totally different. So this taught me also how to be appreciative of the every moment that you have with your family, because you never know when they and take this opportunity every moment, every single day, and don't let hatred or angry
or grudges
live in your heart and just settle
and
make things disconnect from
your family. Yes?
Yeah, make things easy for everyone.
So can we ask the viewers now, those who quarrel with each other, who have problems with family members, friends, to pick up their phones and send them
messages
of greeting. Eid Mubarak is coming. Eid in advance. Eid Mubarak in advance and so on.
And
do not let anything that happened stop you from doing that. Do it first and then think about the consequences later. And of course, from one person to another, the problems varies. But wallahi, it's not worth it to
but
die.
If you take that initiative, there is nothing for you to lose. It's only blessings from Allah.
And the Prophet ﷺ said what? And the best of you is the one who initiate reconciliation. The best of you is the one who will take the initiative to reconnect with his brother, with his sister, or with your relatives, of course.
Yeah.
Jazakallah khair. Anything else related
yes,
to Ramadan that you wanted to?
I think my brother passed away on March 20.
Yes.
And we flew in Malaysia in 28th of
so
March,
a week later.
Only a week.
A week later, I had an event with the
Duck.
Duck
Thank
group.
You, Duck.
With the Duck group, Sister Vivi Yusuf, her beloved brother Fadza, and the entire family, they invited us for me to conduct a what they call staycation, a term that I heard about only when this invitation happened. And my wife, in her state, I was afraid that she might not be able to make it to Malaysia. But alhamdulillah, she was convinced to come, and we flew to Malaysia. What was the experience about this event?
I was in two minds going to Malaysia because I'm still grieving, because it's only 8 days.
Yes.
It's only 8 days and it's so fresh. So I'm thinking that, oh, maybe I will not be in good mood. Maybe I will not be able to accommodate people because of this sadness that I have.
Or you will bring some bad mood to
them.
Yeah,
so they might feel offended that I'm not, but actually they don't know what's going on through me. So that's what my fear. And also, I thought that I need some space for a while to do that.
To heal.
But then, on the other hand, I said, okay, this one is for good cause. And this might take me away from thinking, rather than be alone, be together with the people who worship Allah
together.
And these staycations have.
And that was the main intention,
yeah.
is to bring people together of different backgrounds, not at the same level maybe of Iman. Some people are still trying to find their way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people are connected to Allah. So bring all the people together in such a decent, cozy place like a hotel. We don't want to mention the names of the hotel, but we stayed in a very nice hotel where everything happened there. We break our fast together, we pray together, tahajjud, qiyamul layl, Quran. Talk to us about the connection that we built together.
So what I have experienced is also, this is another thing that when I that take out for me from being sad, it's the family of the one who invited us.
Stability.
It makes us feel so at home. And I was,
that was so touching.
Yeah,
so touching.
I felt in that moment while I'm staying in Malaysia, I never think of my brother that he passed.
Let me rephrase that.
But so
it means the incident of her brother. Of course, she always remembered him, but what she meant is that the impact of the death of her brother was not showing on her behavior throughout the vacation. Like you acted very normal, you composed.
I felt that strong connections that even though I have lost someone, but I have regained more people and I have regained some good friends, and I feel their sincerity, and I felt that kind of bonding.
So as if Allah was sending you people to just tap your shoulder.
And what touches me is that when I was in the plane, I was contemplating what happened in Malaysia, and I was crying in the plane because there was an incident happened in our sponsor's house that really moved me a lot and makes me think a lot.
What was it?
The malware of one of the...
The mother of Brother Fadza.
Yeah, the mother of...
Oh, the organizer, one of the organizers.
Yeah, the mother of Brother Fadza have... As soon as I come, she was so welcoming. I feel like I'm her daughter.
No, and, but that's what she did.
Yeah, I know, but she was so welcoming. And what she did was, she called me.
Can I tell them about the hijab?
She called me. Yeah. I was saying, I'm going to say that.
Okay.
She called me and tell me, come, 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 I'll fix your hijab. And then I follow her in the room, and she start fixing my hijab and everything, that I look better, the better way of doing the hijab.
So my wife is not an expert in doing things in that perfect manner when it comes to her own appearance. She's very humble and simple woman. So she take the scarf and she just put it whatever way, so long as she's covered properly. That's her style. No matter how much time we tell her, hey, do it this way, she don't really bother much about these looks and so on. But that mother took her and fixed her hijab. What did you feel at that time?
At that time, I feel so nice. Somebody's taking care of me. So, you know, when I was in the place,
you missed that bond between you and your mom.
Yeah. I was thinking that at that moment, I felt that this is what I need. I need someone. I've been strong all my life, and I feel like I've been the one taking care of people, that I forget that I myself also need someone
to look after you,
to look after me. And that,
have you seen a husband before?
And that particular moment that somebody is fixing my hijab and it's a mother, it reminds me of
your own mom,
my own mom, whom I miss a lot, but I cannot express, or I cannot tell someone that, you know, to have that kind of attention that a mother's give. So when she give me that kind of attention, it moves me and it makes me realize that I'm not alone, and I also need someone who can
fix your hijab.
Fix my yes, can share my emotions and can share my, these little things really moves me. Of course, I know my husband is with me.
Who's this guy?
This guy and my children. But sometimes we don't have an elder here in Perth.
Yeah, we don't have family members of our own. So if you're out there in Perth and you're a family type of people, please get in touch with us. We'd love to fix our hijab. Jazakallah khair. The one thing that I wanted to ask, because we want to wrap the video.
Yes.
The video is going long now.
Yes.
But you have experienced something some times ago, and we rushed to the hospital. Your high blood was up in the sky, and we discovered something that made me realize that I may lose you. That was the feeling, that I came back, you were left in the hospital, tests after scanning and so on and so forth, and then I came back home. That night was the worst night in my life, because I was praying with the kids, Fajr, you're not at home, and Shaitan start throwing these thoughts, negative thoughts in my mind, and I couldn't sleep the whole night until I visited you in the morning in the hospital, because that sense of losing you or not being able to be with you made me realize your importance. As a result, I wrote a book. that's the problem.
So all along, I'm not important.
No. The realization usually happens when you are struck with calamity, with tragedy like these.
Yeah.
So,
but we don't need to wait for that.
Yes.
Moment.
So that's the lesson. That's the lesson that we should admire and value each other before it's too late. But this incident in particular was a wake up call for me that, oh, it might happen one day that I'll come home and that's about it, that's the norm. And I could not imagine my life without you being around. And so I wrote a book called My Wife, My Life. Mm-hmm. And that book, alhamdulillah, was one of the fastest books, because the ideas and the notes were with me a long time ago. She said, I don't admire, but actually I've been writing about this for a long time, but I did not think of putting it into a book and sharing it with the public, because I know the people back in the minds, like, who is this guy who's writing about his wife? You know, it's not normal. It's not common. But I decided to put it out there because of the feeling that I went through that night. But one day I came back home after the book, alhamdulillah, was printed, and alhamdulillah, I received very good feedback. I came one day, I saw you reading the book on the dining table, but I saw you also crying so much. And you shared with me a few nice words about why were you crying when you were reading that book.
Oh, well, it's just bringing memories of, because those book, those written in the books was like memories to me,
what we went
like
through.
A flashback, memories to me, what we have gone through and where we are now. And I appreciate all those memories that we have shared together through thick and thin. That we've been through, and and so grateful that
Alhamdulillah, that we are still together 20 plus years. I don't want to say the exact number because I always make mistake, but 20 plus years, Alhamdulillah, say mashallah, tabarakallah. Final words to end Ramadan with the audience. Roaming Ramadan has been one of my favorite videos that I created because it's spontaneous. It has no much preparation to it. It was just whatever it comes in your mind and you feel like you want to relate it to Islam so that you can teach a point or two. It was just very quick passing videos. So it's one of my favorite. Before we end this video, before we end this program, before we end Ramadan, what message would you like to send to the audience out there, those who are watching us? Any message? First of all, Eid Mubarak to everyone. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you goodness in this dunya and the next. And may Allah accept your fasting and your Ramadan and your ibadah and everything and admit you to the highest level of Jannah.
Well, to wrap up with this roaming Ramadan thing, I think what I can think of is to all your loved ones who is still alive right now, take the time and moment to be with them as much as you can and bring those memories with you and with them. I mean, if you leave this world, So that's what I...
So leave memories before planning on leaving treasures and money that your loved ones will fight over. So instead of focusing your attention on just building empire of wealth and so on, you think of always how to leave behind a memory that will impact your children positively until they follow you later to the hereafter.
And until also they can also learn from those experiences and pass it on to the next generation. And also in the Ramadan, when we pray together, learning more things about Islam together, I think this is very important.
These are the memories, the bond. Yes, and these are the memories actually that we're referring to. Is that memories, not necessarily going to the zoo and having fun all the time,
which is
halal. But what we are trying to emphasize here are the Islamic memories,
Balance out.
Yes,
because we also appreciate the beauty of what Allah has created. All these natures that we have is also created by Allah. The animals, the plants, and
my
the
dream,
flowers.
My dream is, this is how we talk over each other, by the way. The dream is that when I die, the dream is that I want my son, my daughter, and all the children. This is the vision that I have for all the parents. Is that they will say, oh, my father used to immediately respond to the adhan. My father used to immediately do the sunnah or tell us to read this or to tell us to watch this. These are the memories that we should make as priority. The rest is fine. The rest is secondary. The outing, the vacations.
You also can see the world together.
Yes.
And also have the, they will also, there's a lot of things to learn outside other people's culture, environment, way of living, way of life, way of thinking. There are many things to learn outside. So you go outside the box and travel the world and learn.
Save money. Traveling the world requires money. Allah,
that costs a lot of money.
Jazakumullah khair. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. It was lovely, lovely, lovely month of Ramadan. May Allah accept from all of us.
Ameen.
And may Allah make these videos beneficial to one and all those who watch it. And please, if you enjoyed the discussion, share it with those who maybe didn't see it or didn't hear about it. But for now, we're going to leave you inshallah ta'ala to enjoy perhaps your final night of Ramadan, and we'll see you.
If I made you cry,
that's your fault. Never my wife's fault. Barakallah feekum, jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Eid Mubarak, everyone.